From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. allied forces now say that as they press their offense to push the Islamic State out of Syria, they've recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al Omar field to other insurgents in 2013, although heavy fighting continues, though. Syrian Democratic Forces, with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, said Sunday it captured the Al Omar field. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. Mr. Trump, in the statement, said the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. In Niger, authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to one that killed four U.S. Green Berets and four Nigerian troops October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports said the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. They arrived in five vehicles to launch their ambush. The attackers then left when Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. At least 15 cadets have been killed and more wounded after a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing 50 worshippers and wounding dozens more. Afghan police and witnesses said Saturday's attack occurred when a car bomber drove into a minibus packed with cadets at the main entrance to the capital city, Marshall's Fahim Military Academy. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have been running high since North Korea accelerated its intercontinental missile test last month, then with a hydrogen bomb test that led to increased U.S. and international condemnation and a new round of sanctions. VOA's Ila DeFranceschi reporting.
Despite China's condemnation of Pyongyang's latest nuclear and missile activities, it hopes to avoid a collapse of the North Korean regime and a refugee influx across the border. But some experts argue that without China's help in solving the problem, South Korea and Japan are at risk.
What happens if South Korea asks the United States to return nuclear weapons to the peninsula? Or they say, we need our own nuclear program. I mean, how could you deny that to them? Japan, which has already reinterpreted its constitution a bit to at least allow collective self-defense, real collective self-defense, what about perhaps offensive systems in the face of this threat? Vietnam, you know, where does this stop?
China has choices to make in the time ahead. I hope they choose to stand with the rest of the world and the United States and create a diplomatic outcome here.
The Trump administration is reviewing its China policy. It's expected to be complete before the president embarks on a trip to East Asia in November. Yelena DeFranceschi, VOA News, Washington.
An expected victory for Japan's ruling coalition in national elections this Sunday may overstate public support for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his Liberal Democratic Party. The LDP and Abe can win big on Sunday and still lose. That's according to some experts. But the turnout fell to a record low of 53% in the last election in 2014. This election had polls closing about an hour ago. In a surprise Saturday morning tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he would allow the release of thousands of long secret files relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 54 years ago. Mr. Trump left open the possibility that he might withhold some of the documents, raising concerns among Kennedy scholars who fear that the president might yield to pressure from intelligence agencies that might be embarrassed by the revelations. The White House later issued a statement leaving open the possibility that some documents could be withheld. All five living former U.S. presidents attended a fundraising concert Saturday to benefit the victims of hurricanes that ravaged homes in the United States and U.S. territories. Those included former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.